January 6, 2014, Committee of the Whole. Village Manley.
I'd like to call to order the Village of Bromley Committee of the Whole meeting for January 6, 2014, 7:20 p.m. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Clemens.
Present.
Trustee Fry.
Present.
Trustee Newby.
Present.
Trustee Sanatelli. Trustee Trupan.
Present.
Trustee Wyszynski.
Present.
Thank you. May I get a motion for item 2.1 to approve the minutes of the Committee of the Whole meeting of December 16, 2013.
Aye.
Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Wyszynski. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Public comment, Keith? Okay. Community Development, Human Resources, and we get down to Public Works, right? Or liaison.
the question.
So the timing of the saving cost would be 2015 then?
Yes, this would go 15 to 16.
Okay. Next year or 2 years?
15 or 16.
Next fiscal year is year end 15 or is it fiscal year end 16? It's in my mind.
Bid letting in early 2015, which would still be in fiscal year 14-15. Construction start summer of 2015, so fiscal year 15-16.
Let me know if the road impact on the road.
We will continue to mandate it this winter with cold mail. Not pretty, not long lasting, but it's got some serious drainage problems and some serious breakup. Continue with the inverted profile, i.e. water draining to the middle, but putting only about 3 feet on each side in concrete and rehabilitate the road. Reconstruction of the road, which is the right answer from a long-term perspective, $700,000-$800,000. I'm not suggesting reconstruction.
We have ground down that road once already and we paid.
Earlier in December, four were salting only.
eight were plowing and salting. The last two events, and always not too surprising, we've used very little salt. We've used a lot of hours, obviously, in plowing. But as to salt usage, we're at 1,267 tons of consumed salt out of the 1,600 we contracted for under the state contract. We can go 20% over at the same price, which is lower than what we budgeted. $60 a ton, $60.32 is what we're paying. We had budgeted $65. But unless January and February becomes pleasant, we're going to go over the 1,600 tons. Probably going to go over the 120%, which is 1,960 tons. Some concern. I don't even want to go into a discussion about the difficulties of controlling salt application rate. When we have one truck that is able to control the application rate to a constant independent of the ground speed. That's from Tenure. That's a whole different discussion. The new F-550 we're getting will have that capability, i.e. whether you're going 2 miles an hour or 20, if you want 350 pounds per weight mile, that's what you'll get. If you want 450, that's what we'll get. But we're not there today. We're at 79% of the 1,600 tons already used, and we're now 40% the way through winter, December, January, February. Will I be as diligent as I can? Absolutely. But again, that balancing act of compromising safety, not compromising safety. Not that rock salt will work very well. Fundamentally, it won't work at all at this temperature. Well, that bigger problem is if January and February keep this real going. Over time, a lot of the events we've had have been on Saturdays or Sundays or holidays. Somebody doesn't like me. We're up to 455 hours of overtime. Total dollar amount of that, and don't hold me to the precise number here because I used an average of $34 an hour being the time and a half rate. $15,500 out of the $20,000 that's in the general fund public works budget for overtime. Snowbird usage has been good, i.e. the snowbirds have responded and given a yeoman's effort, and I've been judicious on when to call the so I don't have any concerns about snowbird hours or calls. Equipment breakage is a major concern. Thank you for ratifying the expenditure on fixing truck 54. But the old light that went easier than I expected. So we have a choice. But that's the fourth differential in that truck in 15,000 miles. And this one was the upgraded differential, limited slip or no slip, which is supposed to be more forgiving in snow, ice conditions where one wheel, one set of tires, say on the passenger side, will be slipping.
And what broke on this one is, not going into too much detail, the pinion gear, the gear that the drive shaft turns, which turns the other gear called the ring gear. So something different broke this time. Cut 44, identical unit other than 2007, has one differential in 20,000. Different drive. So Mayor, I would suggest somebody besides myself try and figure this one out. We cannot keep buying differentials for that. I'd like somebody from the outside that's learned it, to take a fresh look at this. I did make the commentary that going back to the very first differential breakage that I inherited, I went to IDOT. They don't have a problem to this type of truck, but they're driving straight pretty much all the time. And as I commented, Lake County DOT quit buying international. I don't want to make that as negative as their towns, but it's frustrating. The transmissions under one tons continue to break. Are disguised as a truck trying to do a tough job, back and forth, back and forth. And that's why, as far as our replacement program, and thank you for your support for going to a stouter truck, a 1.5 ton, not that it's guaranteed that it will hold up given the use we have, but it should be a lot better truck and a more forgiving truck. Not surprising we've had plow hydraulics cylinders have their seals ruptured. Unfortunately, those cylinders are not easy to fix. We've had to take those to Spring Valley, to a hydraulic repair place. And the big one is truck fire New Year theme on truck 41. Submission, and that's all it is, pictures of the engine. Submission is a hydraulic hose ruptured and was spraying on the exhaust manifold and ignited and melted all the electronics, the radiator, melted the batteries, hauled to, I had it on public works that night, and that's what it said.
Did anybody get hurt?
Nobody got hurt. Dominic had to go home and change his
clothes. Yeah, but, I'm sure.
Our police was very kindly in their response. It was on the Spring Valley Way, and that's, we're served by Fox Lake Fire District. Road conditions were not great. It took them about 25 minutes to get there. They were able to extinguish it quite easily. Back to the insurance carrier, Sue Henley and I conspired on the report today. We have the police report and those photos. All that was sent to our insurance carrier. I was hoping to get an adjuster out today to hopefully tell us the truck's stolen. There are some salvageable items on that truck that we would want to keep. Hopefully that does not influence, assuming it's total, what we will get for payment from our insurance carrier. In it, and obviously through the mayor, through us, we'll keep everybody informed. My need is to accelerate replacing that truck with another F-550. I called the state contract Ford dealer down in Springfield area. They do not have any on their showroom floor, the parking lot. That's a diesel four-wheel drive. Victor Ford in Wakanda does have one. It's chassis only. They can get a dump body within about, installed within about 2 weeks. Begs the question, where do I get the plow and the salt spreader? But if the board's concurrence, I want to keep working that. And as soon as we know where we're at on the insurance coverage, hopefully secure the board's approval to actually contract for a replacement truck now. I would be asking for that in next fiscal year plan budget under the vehicle replacement fund anyway, and so this would be accelerate next year's purchase yet into this fiscal year. We have $59,000 from the Vactor purchase going with the remanufactured versus new that's unspent in the vehicle replacement fund. Steve and I and Russ certainly had conversations, and we have the reserve to cover next year's cost now. I do not want to assume that the, pardon my expression, the junk that I have in one ton will get through the winter without further problems.
For the record, has anybody, the board or staff, directed you to be conservative on overtime for plowing issues and hold plowing for 7 hours?
No.
And remember, I just responded to an email that we received, and I want to make sure the record's clear to the public that, when it's not scheduled plowing, and if you need overtime, you'll spend it.
Right, call me, Chris.
That's your friend, the marshmallow.
But we had the conversation about sending trucks out, and I told them, and I said, they're picking up the officers, and as far as I'm concerned, it's a matter of safety. People are out. I don't care what happens, what day it is, what night it is. If it's dangerous, we send out the trucks to the people, and we take care of the roads.
That's on the ship on record on tape. That's on the record.
Thank you, Brian.
And we're not out of salt either, for the record.
Yeah, we're not out of salt. We have never said no, we cannot send anybody else. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of that, did you hear back from her, Dan, after you replied?
I have not.
And if you need more salt, come back. But we really need more salt, we'll find it. We're going to do it, Matt. We're going to do it.
I think the truth of the general public on it, they have no idea what a snow event, a regular snow event is like for our department, let alone what we've been through these all 10 compiled surveys.
Last one was so unusual in all the years of doing this, I can't remember this many events coming up this fast.
One right on time.
After hours, yeah.
Yeah. And
Every one of them.
We have to accept that that's the cost of doing business, and business first, our residents have to be taken care of for their health, safety, and welfare. So.
We would like to wait for us so we can go ahead
and we do that.
But you know what? I tell a story when I was first doing this job about 10,000 years ago, and I said the people applauded me because my budget was this. We didn't spend all the money for snow removal and a half of this money left over, and I just looked at them and said, don't applaud me. Just take the money and put it on the side. Because God's going to get even to us, and he's going to make up for it at some point in time. And that's what happens. You're going to have 2 or 3 years of easy weather. You're going to have 2 or 3 years of back-breaking weather. So we're getting it down.
Snow events like this, like every 5 years, I think is the general rule. So yeah, I guess we should kind of figure we should have that account a little so that when these things happen, we're really prepared for it. But I guess we are in a rather unique situation. We do have a good reserve, and that's what you have it for. You have it for these events you're planning on.
Yeah, And it drives the Fed to us, when you look at the trucks, and we just went over there today, how many we had some old trucks, and the trucks came on 2, 3, 5. These trucks are long, or they're at the rift, and snow and ice, and this heavy, wet snow and ice takes a toll on trucks. The transmissions take a toll on the rear ends. I mean, it's nothing new. I've seen it time and time again. And the village, unfortunately, didn't keep up with a good replacement program, so now we're going to get rid of them.
And only patching stone ones,
exactly.
Well, they're driven by different people at different junctures.
Right.
Everybody drives differently. And a car that's driven, for instance, a car that's driven by several people has a tendency to wear harder.
A snowflake on a village street, forward, backwards, you don't realize that transmission in one night in 8 hours gets more use than a normal truck over probably 6 months.
How many one-ton trucks?
We have 6 1-tons that are flat,
that have plows. I mean, the fleet is wrong. The fleet is old. The fleet is wrong. And I commend you, and I think the entire board has already expressed that, for the job that you've done with the resources that you have. Amen. And
we're
marshmallow. And I'm glad this board, I sense that moving forward, we're going to fix that. It's going to take years, but at least it started.
But it's got to be good.
Yes, it'll chip away.
All right, so just from the financial standpoint, so we're pulling the budgeted money from, we're going to attempt to pull budgeted money from next year into this year. No.
Here's the there's $59,000 right now out there for savings from sewer.
Right.
It's essentially split 75 water, 25 general, or the opposite.
85, 15.
Yeah, so there's $59,000 between the two funds right now. He said there's a truck I can get today. I have $59,000, say, I don't know, it would be 75.
Right.
It doesn't include the check. If it's total, the insurance company.
Okay.
So in the worst case scenario, I guess, from a financial standpoint, I'm saying, look, we have some savings there.
Yeah.
But we have to, there's $59,000, we have to cover the only amount.
$15,000.
Okay.
Right. So that means the goal of that truck is you're not going to get left in total.
But right. We're only covering 15 with the savings from the sewer back we already bought this year versus where we're going to come up with 75,000.
Right. Right.
I'm always saying you've got to touch that big replacement. Reserve system is not.
Yeah. We're still building that.
Yeah.
Right.
We got two really department trucks that are put together with Bailey White and duct tape now.
Right.
There's a lot of stuff here that needs to be upgraded.
Alright.
Does that help?
Yeah, that makes sense. That's, I mean, that was my concern. We're just building those.
We're just hoping we get a big check.
So yeah, I would prefer not even to touch that.
Okay.
And the only other thing that I want to bring up to Ron, as we talked about a little bit this morning, is given the time that it's going to take to get the 1.5-ton truck prepared and ready and delivered and actually be in use this snow season, is there a need for a new 1-ton truck, and if it got outfitted next week and make that decision that we can implement it immediately?
Thank you for bringing that up, reminding me for the Ford. And they're the only ones on this small, medium-sized fleet that have that adjustable, fixed, salt, or sand application rate. The General Motors products do not. Dodge does not. So the difference between that 454 and the 550 base price is only $1,000. So it'd be my preference to have that additional horsepower, torque, and weight pulling capacity of the F-550. If the business end of things, the plow, the dump body, and the salt spreader are the same.
the same.
So basically, for $1,000 more, you can get up.
Have a stouter draw.
Last one.
But if it's $1,000, it doesn't even bother the doctor.
Thank you for looking into that.
By no means mine can, but I'm just seeing on the entire here, it says rebuilt. I mean, could that be playing a part? Should we be looking at new versus rebuilt? Is that a rebuilt? I think it's a 12-month warranty. Or 12,000, yeah, 12,000 is fine.
For the differential,
Let me separate that from the transmission.
Differential, the first one, and the truck only had like 11,000 miles. Truck 54, international. We're taking the Chicago Ram international very recently. They have used a rebuild company in Chicago called Weller. Sizable operation, been in business for years. So furnished a rebuilt differential of the same type as the original equipment. Ron showed up, and within the first month, that differential went out. 1,400 miles on it, as I remember, on the rebuild. So I go to Chicago Land. Had a warranty. So, 12 months or 1,000 miles. They recommended going to limited slip differential, another term being called the Detroit lock. We did that. Apparently it was defective because 6 months and 600 miles later, it broke. No cost to us on that one. Strenuous discussion. I had Wayne County DOT fleet manager come help me fight that fight. And so we got to December on that differential. And out here, low speed, something must have been giving up its ghost. It gave up its ghost right there by Wellfield. So, a tire uses a different differential rebuild place, and I'm sorry I don't remember who did it. I have no confidence in my problem, or collective problem, but that truck, for whatever reason, seems to be, you heard that terrible lamp.
I need to know what the difference between a new and a rebuild would be. Are we not wasting our time with rebuild?
Difference in cost, I can find out, but it'll probably be double.
Okay. Just wondering. Okay.
So,
but you know, I think most of the time, the transmissions that rebuild were wrecked, is really, if you get a good company that rebuilds them correctly, if they're using the original manufacturer's parts and putting them in there, there should be no reason why there's this type of problem.
Well, that's
my thing.
That's
15,000
miles. What's in there?
I mean, I race a lot. I do a lot of racing and heavy duty stuff with transmissions and rear ends. And most of the guys use rebuilds all the time.
But I kind of agree with Vicki on, you know, it shouldn't, but four times it does. And is that the fix? I mean, we're throwing, you know, do we have to stop throwing good money after bad? That's the question.
What I'm going to do is, let me talk to my assistant.
I think the warranty plays a big part, too.
What type of warranty did we get this one, Ron?
1 year, 12 months. 12,000.
12,000, 1 year, 12.
So much better, I think. 6 months.
Same with the rebuilt transmissions on our one time. 1 year, 1,000 miles.
1,000.
Okay,
nothing. And except a tire, which I will be bringing to the next board meeting for ratification, the replacement of the two transmissions, truck 50, which we have back, truck 46, which we will hopefully get back tomorrow. Those have a 3-year, 30, I mean, 36,000 mile warranty. Let me not confuse you on the rebuild transmissions. It's been 1 year at 12,000 miles. This one we get three in here at 36,000 transmission. Differential 12 months. I need double check only 1,000 miles. Whichever comes first.
It was at 12,000. 1 year or 12,000.
Did I say it correct?
Hey, Ron, I know A-Tire had mentioned that they were going to send the drive shaft out and have it balanced.
Correct.
Was that ever done before? Do you know?
No. I will tell you the drive shaft weights that are to get it in it, call it perfect balance, were removed and new ones put in slightly different orientation, suggesting some imbalance. Whether that played a factor, I don't know. Obviously, a question I asked the driver, did you feel some vibration as you've been driving that truck? He said no. But in a snow removal operation, with we say it with our road condition, all of our vehicles are vibrating and balancing. So to know that something is starting to get excessive, that's a challenge.
Well, I thought maybe that was it.
Maybe.
Cross fingers.
So
closed at 8:05.